U.S. and Afghan officials are unraveling differing accounts about Monday's attack in central Afghanistan that killed dozens of people. Afghan officials say the civilians were attending a wedding. U.S. officials say American forces attacked a legitimate target in the area. President Bush offered his condolences to the victims, but the U.S. has not accepted blame. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Afghan city of Kandahar, where some of the victims were taken for treatment.
Late last night, 7-year-old Ghulam lay in a hospital bed begging for water. Ghulam was naked, except for a bandage on his chest and 3 tubes running out of his body. Doctors said due to the boy's severe shrapnel wound, there was little chance he would make it through the week. Ghulam was one of at least 18 patients being treated in a Kandahar hospital after Monday's early morning military operation by U.S. forces in the neighboring province of Oruzgan. A couple of yards away from Ghulam, a man named Ruzu Khan lay gasping. He was conscious with a panicked look in his eyes, but unable to speak due to a deep chest wound. Not all of the injured survived the grueling 8-hour car ride to Kandahar after the attack. Ruzu Khan still hasn't been told that his 7-year-old son Muhammad died along the way. Survivors say the first strike targeted a late-night wedding party in the village of Kakarak. Several hundred guests were gathered there when eyewitnesses say they first heard the American planes. A woman named Shabibi said nobody paid attention to the aircraft until the crowd heard rockets exploding. First they hit the men who were standing outside, she said. Then they hit the house where all the women were gathered. The shrapnel was falling like rain. I dragged myself out by my hands until my husband found me and carried me home on his back. Shabibi's leg lies in an enormous cast. An X-ray shows that her Achilles tendon and calf have literally been shredded by bomb fragments. American military spokesmen say the U.S. struck the area with an AC-130 gunship only after a reconnaissance mission was attacked by anti-aircraft fire. Kakarak resident Muhammad Nabi says some guests at the wedding party were conducting an Afghan tradition by firing red tracer bullets from Kalashnikov assault rifles into the air. Yes, we were shooting, he says, but it was in celebration. Even then, you can't bring down an airplane with a rifle. Not all of the injured here are from Kakarak, though. At least 2 other villages were also targeted on Monday, including Mazar, which residents say is a good 2 hours' drive from the wedding. Witnesses say a bomb landed on a house there, injuring at least 8 people who were sleeping inside. The U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan has been conducting operations in Oruzgan for some time. This is the home province of former Taliban leader Mullah Omar. But residents of Kakarak claim they have no links with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban. They point out that their community is of the same clan as Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Meanwhile, there is anger and outrage at what's being viewed here as the U.S. massacre of Afghan civilians. Why did the Americans kill innocent Muslim people? Asked survivor Muhammad Nabi. I want these people to be punished so that they can never do this again. On the streets of Kandahar, some people are calling for the withdrawal of the 7,000 American troops stationed in Afghanistan. Yesterday, U.S. military spokesmen reported that unknown assailants fired on a convoy of American servicemen outside Kandahar, injuring 1 soldier in the foot. It's not clear whether or not this was a reprisal attack. Back at Mirwais Hospital this morning, doctors were looking jubilant. Little Ghulam was still crying, but now he's sitting up and looking stronger. It's likely he will survive his ordeal. He doesn't know, though, that he has been orphaned. A relative says both Ghulam's mother and father were killed in Monday's attacks. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kandahar.